Hello, tech enthusiasts. You're tuned into the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the circuits of the tech world. I'm Alex.
And I'm Jamie. Today, we're unpacking something massive, the Big B. And no, I'm not talking about Beyonce. We're talking billions, specifically the $700 billion big tech is pouring into AI infrastructure this year. It's a showdown of silicon and strategy, folks.
That's right, Jamie. Amazon, Google, Meta, Microsoft, and Oracle are in a spending frenzy, all to beef up their AI capabilities. But why all this cash? And more importantly, who's going to come out on top in 2026?
A whopping $700 billion. That's like buying a small country, Alex. What's driving them to spend that kind of money?
Great question, Jamie. It's all about meeting the exploding demand for AI compute power. With AI applications like language models needing more and more juice, these companies are scrambling to expand their data centers and upgrade their hardware.
So they're basically building AI factories?
Exactly, Jamie. And speaking of factories, Amazon is leading the charge with a projected $200 billion. They're even branding their data centers as AI factories.
From selling books to building AI factories, huh? That's quite the leap. But how are they justifying these eye-watering numbers?
It boils down to demand versus supply. Amazon has a backlog of contracts worth $244 billion. They're not just spending wildly, they're investing to fulfill already promised services.
Gotcha. And what about Google and Microsoft? Where do they fit into this pricey puzzle?
Google's not far behind. They're planning to shell out up to $185 billion. A big chunk of that is going towards enhancing Google Cloud services. Microsoft, on the other hand, is pouring about $120 billion into their infrastructure, partly to support their new custom AI chips aimed at reducing dependence on external suppliers like NVIDIA.
Custom chips? That sounds like a smart move in the long game. But with all this spending, are they making any money, or is it just a futuristic bonfire of their fortunes?
Well, that's the billion-dollar question. Right now, AI services are only generating a fraction of what's being spent. It's a gamble, hoping that revenue will eventually catch up.
Risky business, huh? Speaking of risks, I heard Meta is trimming down their workforce. What's up with that?
Yes, amidst all this spending, Meta is planning layoffs that could affect up to 20% of their staff. It's a tough balancing act, investing in AI while also keeping the finances in check.
Ouch, tough times at Meta Mansion. Now, what does all this mean for folks like us and the other tech heads listening?
For anyone in tech, this buildup means a few things. First, AI services are getting cheaper. Good news for developers. But it's also reshuffling the job market. There's a surge in demand for roles like infrastructure engineers and a dip in others due to automation.
So you're saying I should hold on to my day job and brush up on my AI skills?
Wouldn't be the worst idea, Jamie. As we wrap up today's episode, remember, the race to AI supremacy is not just about who can spend the most, but who can turn that technology into profitable, innovative services that we all can use.
And with that, it's time to power down today's episode of Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Thanks for tuning in, and don't forget to hit that subscribe button for more tech talks that'll keep you plugged in.
Until next time, keep nerding out and questioning everything. Goodbye.